to do a very exciting interview with Sentient Mud. Hello. Well, who have we got from Sentient Mud?
Ari. I play banjo in the band.
Ooh, who played?
Oh, is it weird loud enough?
Yeah, I'm not sure. Sorry, since we're doing this over Zoom, it can be hard to figure out the audio.
Sorry. You play banjo in a, like, how would you describe your genre? We were listening to some of your music, but I'll let you describe it.
Punk adjacent, I guess, yeah. So it's, yeah, electric banjo through a bunch of effects pedals into a slightly big amp, yeah.
That's so cool. I'm curious how you chose a banjo for a punk adjacent.
Yeah,
that's pretty awesome.
Yeah, I played bass for years and years, and like tried playing guitar, and it never really kind of worked for me.
Yeah,
and then it was a family friend had a folk band and was like, "Hey, could you play banjo for us?"
Yeah.
And my mum plays banjo, and so I was just like, "Oh, cool! I'll just borrow hers, have a go." Like, went to a couple of jams with them. And was, I don't know, like, after playing it for, like, a couple of weeks, I was like, wow, this is works with my brain. And I love writing music on it. And it makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
So from the year, ended up buying myself just a really cheap acoustic banjo and modifying it to be electric.
Oh,
and then
sick.
Ended up getting a custom one made by a guy in Littleton called Peter Stevens.
Has he made many custom electric banjos?
I think it's the one and only.
Really?
It's a pretty niche thing. It's not something you can buy.
Did your mum do a lot of folk with her banjo?
Mostly sort of folk. Oh my gosh, I'm forgetting the name of the artist that she's really into playing. But yeah, that
I was
sort
just,
of thing.
Yeah, she must have been a bit surprised when you entered a punk band.
Yes and no. My dad was in a punk band in the 80s, and that's actually how they met.
Oh, so,
whoa.
Yeah. You're a perfect
80s punk scene sounds pretty crazy.
Yeah, it's cool.
Following the family legacy.
Oh, fuck yeah, totally. Absolutely. Oops, sorry, I don't know if I'm allowed to swear at this.
Nah, it's all right, it's all right. Sometimes it just happens, you know?
Yeah, chill.
So obviously Sentient...
Not on Aaron's head.
No. Obviously Sentient Mud doing your South Island tour for the After the Right EP, right?
Yes. I kind of think our logic is if... like major bands can go to just like Western Europe and the US and say they've been on a world tour, we can go to two cities in the South Island and be like, yeah, our New Zealand tour, totally.
Yeah. That counts. I think technically that works out, right?
Yeah. Logic tracks. Yeah.
So is the EP available right now, or is it about to be out?
So we played a gig in Dunedin on Friday, not the last week, and that was the release day for that. So it's on everything except Spotify, because fuck Spotify, and we've got CDs as well.
That's real.
That sounds valid.
Yeah.
How would you describe the EP? What's fresh about it compared to your previous works, or what have you expanded on maybe?
Yeah, I think we're really just going with the philosophy of, like, fuck the cops. That's kind of just...
Yeah.
That's the message we're going with this one.
Yeah,
the majority of the songs in this are just generally not into it. Yeah. That's kind of the way we've expanded. I think it's also just, like, a little bit more experience under our belt, and it's the second time working with the Duncan Soul, who's the guy who does the production and the recording
for
our music. Ministry of the Mind Music is his little company, which is just like in his garage in his backyard in Rolleston.
That's sick. Heck yeah.
Yeah.
I have to ask, because we were listening to a bit of y'all music just before, and we noticed there seems to be a lot of, I mean, you alluded to this just before, but a lot of systemic issues that you're addressing. And so how important is activism to you? And do you see it as kind of like maybe an obligation to use your platform as artists to address these things?
Oh, 100%. It's like music and politics is the same. Anyone who sees different is an idiot.
Yeah.
And no, totally. It was even before I started playing like with this band, and like before I started, I always thought, if you've got the attention of even just like 100 people in a room, you should probably try and tell them something important.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's always been my philosophy, at least. So, yeah, we always went in with the intention of being very kind of politically active and that sort of thing. Yeah.
That's cool. Do you think everyone in your band shares a similar, I don't know, political view, similar morals?
Yeah, definitely similar. Like, obviously, you know, being just like different people, we have, you know, differences on sort of things, but we are all pretty much just like, fuck the cops, love the environment, simple as.
I love it. That's pretty cool. And I feel like that comes through really strongly in your music, which is cool. And the other thing, I feel like even if for some reason you couldn't get it from the music, your album cover or like your cover art is so cool. I want to know who does your art, because... Which song was it that we were listening to?
Was it Bully?
One of the ones from the new EP. Or maybe it's your EP cover.
Has the new one.
Yeah. The dog biting the cop.
Yes. Lucas Tomasi is the guy who did that art. I've known Lucas for a number of years. It's funny. Yeah. I was like, my first job out of high school was acting in a music video that he directed.
What?
It was random as, yeah. So that's how that connection was made. But yeah, he's just like, he just hit us up one day and was like, hey, you know, really keen to like do a really sort of collaborative sort of thing, not really interested in like a commission, that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And it was, you know, like cool. I went over to his, you know, his house and like saw some of the cool art that he was doing and stuff like that. And I was like, wow, I love you, you know, your style and all that. And then, yeah, just like gave him a pretty basic prompt and he came back with that with us. And it was,
wow.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm pretty stoked with it. Yeah.
Yeah, awesome. it looks pretty rad. And also the poster for the South Island tour gig.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Look, the Mudman. That was by Emmy Mackey. She's a friend of my old flatmates, actually.
Nice.
And yeah, she's just like, we're listening to some of our music and she's like, wow, this is sick. If you guys even need like a little bit of art, let me know.
I think that's
one of my, well, not my favorite things, but it's a real highlight of being in Sentient Mud is being, we've worked with I think 4 different visual artists now on like different posters and like EP covers, and it should only be 5, and our logo and stuff like, and t-shirt design. And I think it's just having that sort of like intermedia collaboration is pretty cool. Yeah.
That's so cool. I was also wondering a bit more about, like, I unfortunately hadn't heard of you guys, but I wanted to know about how your band started out and how you came up with the name, because the name is pretty cool.
Yeah, that's cool.
So it
started with me and actually 2 people that are no longer in the band, Oz and Lydia. And that went on for a while. We never actually played any gigs. We struggled to find a vocalist for like half a year. And it ended up just kind of, and ended up just sort of petering out, and like for various, you know, kind of personal reasons and stuff like that. And, and logistical, honestly. And then, the bass player who's currently a bass player, Mish, I've known him for a few years just through the Otatahi music scene. I'd seen like actually making a post on Facebook being like, rate my rig, and I'm like, your rig is terrible, but do you want to jam?
And then through that
we found a drummer on Christchurch Musicians Facebook page.
Nice.
Just like randomly.
Classic.
Like who in Rolleston wants to be in a punk band?
Because
Mish was based as well, and that was our practice space. And then I'm just like singer Petra, I meet them just at a gig at Darkroom. They were just like dancing really cool. I was like, fuck, I love your style. I love your dance. God. Can you sing? Do you want to be in a band?
Wow. That's crazy. And it turns out, you can sing.
Have they done singing in other bands?
No. No. It was so funny. I was like, hey, can you sing, just by the way? And they were like, oh, fuck yeah, totally. And we'd... And then, like a day later when we caught back up, they were like, so when I said, yeah, I mean, like, in the shower is my number one experience.
Yeah.
It's like, fuck, we do not have any other vocalists. Yeah. You're it.
Yeah. you won the audition. Kinda...
yeah, yeah.
Congrats.
Gain some experience and all that, yeah.
The Sentient Mud that we know today that's releasing this EP, when did you guys start together as a band?
Yeah, probably started jamming 2.5 years ago our first gig, sort of around that time.
Yeah.
Oh,
my goodness.
Yeah. And, yeah. Oh, God. Actually, I don't know where I was going with that thought. Anyway.
Happens.
Okay.
Sweet.
Yeah. Yes. And so you said, you mentioned that you might be in search of a new singer in the future.
This just gonna Petra, our singer, is moving overseas to the Netherlands to pursue nursing. They're a qualified nurse and they just do not like the New Zealand health system and want to give it a go overseas.
That's
which
fair enough.
Yeah, totally fair enough. But we're just gonna see how it goes with the three of us. Mish already does quite a lot of the singing in the band.
Nice.
I probably will be doing a little bit more as well. So we're just going to see how it goes with the three of us. And if it doesn't work, we'll try and find a new singer. If not, just stay with it is. You also asked about the name, Sentient Mud.
That comes
from me walking into work one day listening to the OCs and mishearing one of their lyrics.
Wait, that's cool. What?
Yeah, which was Fetid Mud is the lyric.
Right.
It's from the album... Oh, God, I can't remember what the album's called, but it's got the song C on it. I think around the time they released Orc, one of those albums. For years and years, I actually forgot where they had come from until I was like listening to that album again.
True.
I was like, oh my God, that was it.
Whoa.
Thought it just came to me out of nowhere.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
It's a cool freaking
name. I knew it came
name.
From somewhere. Actually, for a long time, I thought it came from a King Gizzard lyric that I'd missed.
Oh, that would make sense too. That would make sense. Yeah.
Heck yeah.
That's awesome. And I think the branding from coming from that is really cool. And I don't know, I'm so impressed when you can... I feel like you can surmise a lot about a band based on their name. It sounds like your band name fits your band pretty well, so that's very convenient. You came up with a name and you're like, now I need a band to match.
I just have like a running list on my phone of potential band names, several pages long.
Yes. I like it.
Good stuff. Anything you can tell us about, the future? Obviously, your band has seen quite a change with your singer going to the Netherlands. But any projects in the works? Anything that we can keep an eye or an ear out for?
Honestly, no. The future is a very uncertain thing, as always. Mm-hmm. And we don't even have another plan. So this gig that we're playing tomorrow at Crown will very likely be our last gig with our singer.
Oh my gosh. Beyond
that, we actually haven't got anything planned. We had potentially talked about maybe doing some like field-styled recordings, just like really basic, maybe not even releasing them, but they're just like with us, because we have so many songs that with the four of us that just will be kind of hard to translate, and we just want to try and capture that, I think.
Yeah, so, as many as possible.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, it's pretty cool having like the two EPs already. I think those are a really good representation of us. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Does it feel quite bittersweet having the last gig? Or is it?
Oh, 100%. It's also, our first time going on tour as well. No, we've never played a gig outside as a band outside of Christchurch.
Yeah.
So
now you're going on tour.
Very...
Full country tour.
No, it's such a barrier getting up to like Wellington and that. It's like, so expensive. Well, with the you're gonna like drive all this way and then get on a ferry and
yada yada, all the gear around.
Yeah, exactly. We have too much gear to fly with.
Yes.
So it's just the barrier of money is so much, you know, because we know as I presume people, you know, people in the industry, you would know that being a musician pays nothing.
Yeah, you just got to do it for the love of the game. Don't in today's get into climate.
Love, totally for the love of, for the love of the game. It's like we kind of just make enough money off ticket sales to like record an EP every so often, and that's about it. Yeah.
And I was also going to ask, I mean, seeing as it's New Zealand Music Month, are there any New Zealand bands that are on your radar? Obviously, you're performing with Uno Juno, which is pretty cool.
Yes, yeah, we played a gig with them back in January of 25 when they came up to Christchurch.
Oh, nice.
Which is how that connection was kind of formed.
Yeah.
And also, yes, Space Bats Attack, who we're playing with tomorrow. I saw them for the first time at Welcome to Nowhere 2020.
Yeah.
Cool little festival. Not sure if you know of it, but yeah, they played there. And it was pretty sweet. Earth Tongue is by far my favorite New Zealand band, even though they don't live in the country anymore, sadly. Also, as adjacent to that is, you know, Mermaidens, Seismic, the Christchurch band.
Oh,
we've played quite a few gigs with them, and big fans of them.
They're great
for sure.
Big fan of Seismic.
Yeah, man, I'm trying to think of some others. Yeah. I actually been listening to this album by an artist called Armamelia. It's just been released.
Yeah, we interviewed Armamelia.
Joy of Living.
Yeah,
really cool.
Oh yeah,
yeah. It's so fun, that sort of like video game vibes of it. The just joyfulness of it.
Yeah, I was listening to it the other day, and my flatmate walked in and was like, "This is fucking Terraria music."
Yeah, it is in the best way.
Yeah, it is. But nostalgic.
Yeah. Obviously, like Koizilla, massive fan.
Oh, know, yeah.
RIP. I went to the last gig down in Dunners a few months ago, which was, yeah, pretty cool, but pretty sad.
Oh, my gosh. Sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, also big fan of the Auckland band Cindy. Yeah. And I think, I mean, I'm actually just like scrolling down.
Yeah,
My like saved albums at the moment, looking for other bands.
Yep.
Oh, there are just so many. Like,
it's a lot of good stuff coming out. Aotearoa.
Such a variety, you know.
Yeah.
Oh, 100%. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much for coming on our show. Your gig sounds very exciting. The tour, the start and end.
Yeah.
The era of the four of you touring.
Yeah, to the listeners, come along 8 p.m. at Crown. Tickets will be $10.
A bargain.
Pretty affordable, yeah.
Yeah, and we'll be selling CDs for $5.
Hell yeah.
That's sick, actually. Yeah. That's really
I love physical media.
Physical
media is the way. The general rule is cost of production to the nearest $5 above that, and that's what we generally sell our stuff for.
Whoa, that's good.
I like it. I like it.
Wonderful. Well, thank you so very much, and have a great rest of your night, and best of luck for the gig.
Thank you for having me.
Yes, it's been lovely chatting.
Yeah, cheers. Cool, hope to see you there.
Yes.
Absolutely. All right, we'll catch you later.
Right. Bye-bye.